This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to discuss a range of rights issues with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when they meet next month, apparently including the, quote, persecution of those behind the U.S. Capitol riot earlier this year. Biden on Sunday pledged to press the Kremlin chief to Minister Sergey Lavrov told reporters Monday Moscow would not shy away from discussing any issue at the summit, and Putin could raise the January 6 protests in support of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. He says Russia is monitoring the, quote, persecution of those behind the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, adding that Russia wants to discuss protection of opposition rights in the United States. The face-to-face summit meeting between Putin and Biden comes amid the biggest strain in ties between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. Tensions are high over jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, the military conflict in Ukraine, and most recently in Belarus, after authorities last week forced a European passenger plane to land and arrested a dissident journalist. China state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have three children, after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding four decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a two-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concerns over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. But despite government efforts, China's annual birth rates have continued to decline. This is VOA News. The French government warned Mali's military leaders Monday that holding free elections next year must remain a, quote, absolute priority after a second coup in the West African country in less than a year. The warning comes a day after Mali was suspended from the 15-member Economic Community of West African States at an emergency summit meeting. But the group held off on imposing sanctions or insisting on a reinstatement of Mali's deposed transitional president and prime minister, who were both briefly detained last week. Paris had earlier warned it was considered targeting sanctions against the country's military leaders if the transition period did not immediately return to its normal course. At least 50 people were killed overnight in two new attacks in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, monitors said Monday, as a local official blamed a notorious group linked to the Islamic State. The monitors say it happened in an area that has long had a reputation for attacks from the group known as ADF, or Allied Democratic Forces. A local leader attributed the attacks to the ADF, a historically Ugandan Islamist group blamed for several massacres over the past 18 months. They are the deadliest of an estimated more than 100 armed militias that roam the mineral-rich east of the DRC, many of them remnants of two regional wars that ran from 1996 to 2003. Egypt's intelligence chief met Hamas leaders in Gaza on Monday to try to bolster a ceasefire between the Palestinian militant group and Israel and to discuss reconstruction plans following recent hostilities, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. The visit was the first by an Egyptian intelligence chief since the early 2000s. Fighting between Israel and Hamas erupted on May 10th, and Gaza medical officials claimed 253 Palestinians were killed during the fighting. Gaza's housing ministry says thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed in the 11 days. A ministry official put the cost of rebuilding at $150 million. And India's Serum Institute will increase production of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines by nearly 40% in June, officials said on Monday, as the country works to fix a shortage that has worsened the country's battle with coronavirus. India has struggled with its outbreak of COVID-19 since last month, which is only now starting to lessen after killing tens of thousands of people. The Serum Institute of India, the world's biggest manufacturer of vaccines, will make 90 million doses of AstraZeneca in June, up from about 65 million now, a company spokesman told Reuters. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.